Test drugi. Zadanie piąte. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie relację z pobytu krytyka kulinarnego w restauracji etnicznej. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zaznacz jedną z czterech możliwości, zakreślając literę A, B, C lub D. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Some surprisingly interesting cooking comes out of Africa. Marius Benson has been on the taste trail. Was going to an Ethiopian restaurant at a time when that troubled land is facing a terrible famine a gesture of cultural solidarity or simply insensitivity?
This question was going through my mind as we were heading for the Ethiopia restaurant. Well, it seemed unlikely that our Friday night restaurant choice would have a direct impact on the Horn of Africa. So we voted for Ethiopian, giving me a chance to tell a few of my Ethiopian jokes. We left crass humour at the door as we entered the Ethiopia, where the decor is mildly exotic, and two Ethiopian women sitting on colourful cushions by the front window looked very exotic. It was early, around 7, and only a few other people in the place, so we had our choice of tables and chairs, or the more Ethiopian option of cushioned benches and low tables. Wanting the genuine dining experience, we went for the cushions, and then, very sneakily, swapped our backless stools for more comfortable chairs. The restaurant is a nice, low-key affair. The seating is low, the prices are low, the noise is low. The staff are unobtrusively helpful, used to guiding know-nothing Europeans through the intricacies of their native cuisine. That cuisine is unlikely to be the next big thing in the culinary world, but it makes for a pleasant change from more mainstream fare. The best approach seems to be to order a mixed platter which covered our round table and which is thick with a variety of vegetable and meat offerings, all tasty, with just enough heat to make them interesting. Knives and forks are advised against here, and the basic means of eating is by using the Ethiopian bread, injera. Eating injera is like eating a sour kitchen sponge, but I don't mean that in a bad way. If you can picture a very appetizing sour sponge, you get the general idea. Our waiter demonstrated that a small piece of injera is torn from the large slabs that hang limply around the perimeter of our food tray. With this held between forefingers and thumb, you scoop up material from one of the dark and indeterminate mounds on the serving tray. A lot of the time, you are not quite sure what you are eating, but the result is light, fresh, tasty, and a perfect accompaniment to a couple of beers. The Ethiopian diet is dictated more by necessity than any more indulgent considerations, but it has a distinctive taste. The country itself is a unique place to travel in, but that's another story.
Thank you, Mr. Benson.